Hey there, podcast listeners. This is Justin with a quick sneak peek of what is in store for March. I'm very, very excited. The quality of our guests is just skyrocketing, and I want to give a quick shout out to Steve Bain, part of the Beyond the Uniform team, who is responsible for booking, scheduling our guests, among a thousand other things. But just very, very proud of the lineup that we had in February and that is just improving in March. So here's the sneak peek. Before we dive into that, just a couple quick admin notes. First of all, on the beyonduniform.io website, under the resources tabs, you'll see an events page. And it's something that I'm thinking a lot about right now, which is how to host virtual events. By that, I mean that wherever you are stationed in the world, an event that you can either access via video, via phone, or in an on-demand video format, wanting to take deeper dives into topics rather than the traditional podcast format. If that is of interest to you, check out the resources section, the events page. There are currently 7 events listed, and we are literally just using, when you put your email in, we're literally just using a tally of which of these events is garnering the most interest. If you see something or you think of something that's not there, let us know. Justin@beyonduniform.io. Use the context or the ping, which is our contact section of the website. Either way, that gets to me and the team, and we'll use that feedback to start to develop more in-depth curriculum. Another thing is, what am I blanking on here? I'm having a no-edit rule right now for these sneak previews, so I will insert that other announcement if it comes up. But we are trying out a new thing, which is using members of Beyond the Uniform community to write summary articles, a 2,000-word article about each episode. You can sign up to do 1. You can sign up to do 10. It greatly helps us. We're using this to get more awareness about what we're doing and provide little snippets as a refresher if you really enjoyed an episode. The nice thing is when we publish this on our blog and on social media, we're publishing it with you as the author. So there is something in it for you beyond just giving back. So if you're interested, shoot me a note, justin@beyonduniform.io or on the ping section of the website. So let's dive into what we have in store. First up on Thursday, March 4th, is my classmate from the Naval Academy, my class president actually, which is ironic because it is an episode about politics. So he was in that politic mind frame even in the Naval Academy. Josh Welly in episode 250. Quick side note. Holy shit, 250 episodes. Thank you for your support getting here. So Josh Welly in episode 250 talks about his journey from the Navy to a congressional candidate. And one of the things that I most respect about Josh is that he did not win his election. And I think it takes a lot of courage to come forward and share a story that is not success as is traditionally defined. And I think that those are the lessons where we can learn the most. And so Josh talks about a lot of things. He was in for 12 years, and he left the military at the 12-year point, which I know is a difficult decision for a lot of people on active duty to make. I think he's got a great framework for thinking about whether to stay in or get out, which is a very personal thing. He talks about entrepreneurship. He went into a startup before his run for politics. And then he talks about his congressional race. And it's pretty crazy because if you've listened to the other episodes about politics on Beyond the Uniform, you know that finances play a big role. It's just a lot of fundraising. And he raised over $2 million. And that's wild for me because I raised $3 million in venture capital for my company Storybox, and that was a Herculean effort. And but that's, you know, with 1 to 3 check writers, you know, it's easier to find 3 people to write those big checks. Josh, you know, these donations are small donations. So if you think of the amount of work that takes to sell yourself, to sell your cause and your vision, and to get people to write checks, we often talk on the show about how difficult it is for members of the armed forces to sell themselves. This is that on steroids. So in addition to an episode around politics, I think there's a lot to learn here about being comfortable putting yourself out there. So great episode with Josh on March 4th. Following up on that on Monday, March 7th, in episode 251, I sit down with Lauren Grimshaw, who is a rock star. So Lauren is a Navy veteran herself. She is also a military spouse, and she works for a lady I had on the show really early in Beyond the Uniform, Justine Evers, who is a thought leader in the military veteran space. And this interview really blew my mind because, first of all, Lauren is just an incredible human being. She talks about project management, which she did before. She talks about product management and the PMP certification. So it's good for that. But she also talks about entrepreneurship. She started her own company. And then we dive in for the bulk of the interview on the paradigm shift. And the paradigm shift is helping the military spouse community. And what's so wild here is we start this thing off with a stat, which I never knew before. But the stat is, let me see if I can just pull this up real quick. The stat is that there, I don't have the exact numbers, but it's there's like something like over 50,000 organizations out there designed to help you as military veterans, which is great. You are definitely deserving it. But it's like less than 35 of those are designed to help the military spouses and the military family community, which is mind-boggling because, as you all know, I wasn't even married when I was in the military, but I knew that the spouses and the families really held us together. And so the paradigm shift is all about helping the military spouse community. There's not a lot of them out there, but I am rooting for Lauren and for Justine because they're just awesome people, and I think you'll like that interview. The Thursday, March 11th episode, we're holding for either a rebroadcast or for a episode we want to fast track or for a sponsored episode. Next one up is Monday, March 14th. In episode 253, I talk to Jeremy Hendricks, who went from the Army Green Beret into product marketing at GoPro. Jeremy, I think, is a kindred soul. He is, he talks about product marketing and why that might be appealing to veterans, but it's also just awesome because GoPro is such a cool, badass company, and I think that there's I got in this rabbit hole after this interview of watching GoPro videos, which are so inspiring, but he is just a great guy, and I think that you'll like his perspective on working at a company with a physical product, his story of how he got in there, and all sorts of good stuff there. Beware if you listen to that episode and you follow through to the show notes, you will probably be sucked in as well to watching hundreds of GoPro videos, but I think you'll walk away inspired from that. On Thursday, March 18th, in episode 254, I talked to Daryl Williams, who works at a company called Victory, with a Q, Victory, and they run a bunch of different sites, amongst them GI Jobs, Military Spouse, and Military Friendly. So this was a lot of fun to just kick around with Daryl. It's a shorter episode, but he has obviously a lot of experience in the space of helping the military community. And he talks about kind of a process that he has in helping people navigate their civilian career. And so was really honored to have Daryl on the show. Given his depth of experience, it was fun just kind of going back and forth on this and having a conversation around what we both view as really keys to helping the military veteran community. On Monday, March 21st, in episode 255, I talked to Mitchell Howie. Mitchell was a JAG, a Judge Advocate General. I'm so surprised I remember that. A Judge Advocate General officer in the Air Force, and he got out and started a law firm. If you're interested in law, or if you're interested in entrepreneurship, it's a great episode to go into depth on both of those topics. And we've had different people in who went to law school on the show. This is the first like actual trial lawyer that I had on the show. So interesting to hear his story. Episode 256 on March 25th is being reserved as well for a rebroadcast or sponsored or a fast-tracked episode. So keeping a little mystery here to keep you tuned in. Not going to give it all away, so stay tuned for that mystery episode. And then the last episode of the month, March 28th, episode 257, Kevin Carroll, an inspirational human being. Kevin is just a guy who is used to being told no and then just finding a way around that no in a career setting. He talks about how he was in the Air Force and through his own personal circumstances got curious around physical training, coaching, performance coaching, started to teach himself, which led him when he got out of the Air Force to become a high school coach. A high school trainer, then a college trainer, and then a trainer for the NBA, and how these decisions were led. You know, it wasn't this grand plan. It was a lot around his family and around serendipity, around his passion. And then that led him to Nike. The first guest I've had on the show at Nike, he was an innovation director there and he was continuing his work there. And then he was giving a talk and he was approached about public speaking, and that led him to start his own company where now he travels all over the world doing public speaking. And Kevin also wrote multiple books, but one of them, ESPN has bought the rights to this book. So he's just an incredible guy. But what I most appreciate about him is it's not just what he's accomplished, but I think you'll love Karen because he's so humble, and you don't walk away from this saying like, well, Kevin was just born different and therefore he achieved all of these things. Kevin is so transparent about how he was a hard worker and smart and just as talented as all of you listening, but he was, you know, my view, he was open to you want to call it the universe or serendipity or whatever it is. He talks about the book The Alchemist and how it's about looking for these signs in life, and it really comes through in his story because, you know, he talks about obstacles he faced, and I'm just thinking, man, I don't know if I faced rejection like that or someone telling me I couldn't do it, maybe I would have just given up. But Kevin persisted, and that's one of the things I respect and admire most about him. That is all for March and April. We've already got an interview with a guy who works at HBO, who has directed movies. We've got a founder of a company called Ranch Road Boots. We've got a guy talking about a failed Kickstarter campaign. So many great things in store for you in April, but we got to get through March first, and the upward trajectory of these episodes is really awesome for me. It's so much fun to be a part of this. Thank you all for the support that you're providing us, and you can support us as well by telling your friends, by telling the bases and the communities and the spouse groups and anyone who might get this in front of more veterans. But really, really excited for the months ahead here. Thank you for your support, and I will be back soon with more stories from military veterans about their civilian career. Take care.